Welcome to the Fearfully and Wonderfully Me podcast, a podcast designed to help you increase your influence, develop your leadership, and maximize your results. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode. This episode is just a little bit different from some of the recent episodes because I really wanted to drill down into a leadership lesson today. And this whole topic today is actually inspired by a conversation I had in the produce department of the grocery store. So probably a little bit different perspective, but it was such a powerful leadership lesson. And I thought, you know what, I just really need to do a podcast and talk about this. So one of the things that works really well for me and my schedule is that I'm pretty much a morning person. So early, most mornings I get up and start my day early with exercise and particularly running. Just that's one of the ways that I enjoy exercising. Well, I don't know if enjoying exercising is the right word for most of us. You know, it's not physically enjoyable to get all hot and sweaty and out of breath and work your heart, but it's so, so important. And that actually ties back into today's lesson as well. So I'm going to more on that. But anyway, what works well for me is that in kind of my routine, when we're home, when Mac and I are not on the road and traveling, which we've been home for a couple of weeks here lately. So that's been really nice to be able to take care of some things. We've been working on recording some more video courses for our Blue Call Leadership Academy. So we now have 5 courses completed and ready and available on the Blue Call Leadership Academy. And in the next few weeks, we'll probably be starting to record the leadership video courses on Ladder of Influence. So super excited about that. Lots of great things with that. And also, we've been working hard while we're here in town on getting a lot of interviews for the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel. And so those have been really great. We've got Jason Denham's interview, super powerful leadership interview from a great leader. Jason is at Kilgore Construction, a large MEP firm. And so really great conversation and interview with him. So that'll be coming out on the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel. And that is actually coming out on March the 8th. So by the time you're hearing this podcast, that first interview in the interview series is already available. So head on over to the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel to check out those interviews if you'd like. So anyway, a lot about that in the last couple of weeks. We have been home, but we've been kind of super busy on some of those great projects. So that's been a blessing. But all that to say, when we're home and not traveling and we're sort of, you know, as much as we can be into a routine, what works really well for me and my schedule is that getting up early morning, go exercise, and then I usually get my grocery shopping done right after that. It's just convenient to make sure that I go. I like to go I like to go before it gets busy. Like later in the day, it's busier, it's more crowded. It's just nice to go when it's not busy and crowded. And so I like to get to shop early morning. And because when you go to the grocery store at 6 o'clock in the morning, there aren't a whole lot of other customers there regularly at 6 o'clock in the morning. There again, that's one of the reasons I like to go so early. I pretty much try to eat healthy for the most part, certainly not perfect, but for the most part, I'm usually in the produce department a lot. The majority of my grocery shopping, in fact, is in the produce department. And so because of that, I've really gotten to know some of the people who are regularly working in the produce department of this particular grocery store, because I, you know, routinely have 2 or 3 stores that I need to go. I get certain things from different stores and certain things that are only available at one store. So I pretty much have a circuit. And because I'm kind of a routine person, I guess, and I'm usually the only one there at 6 o'clock in the morning buying apples and lettuce and avocados, I've really gotten to know, again, a couple of the employees that work in this store, especially in the produce department. So this morning, I, you know, start my shopping trip right off in the produce department. And one of the team members, phenomenal, just a phenomenal person, always has a great attitude, and just really just makes the shopping experience pleasant, because this this team member there, his name is Donald, and he's just always friendly, always stops to say hello, and he's just one of several in that produce department, but or in the store in general. But anyway, I hadn't seen Donald for several weeks, so it was great to chat and just spend a couple minutes catching up. And he was sharing with me he's had some health challenges. And he made the comment, he's like, you know, I've been able to overcome those. And, you know, he's had some treatments that have helped him get back to a healthier state. And he's talking about how important blood circulation and exercise is in our overall health, which was interesting because, yeah, it's absolutely true that exercise isn't fun for most of us, but it is so important to keep our heart healthy. And the only way we can keep our heart healthy is by exercising those larger, you know, other muscles like our arms and legs. So anyway, Donald and I had a great chat about that. And he went on to talk about some other things. And I was just complimenting the overall team that works there. I said, you know what? I was bragging on my shopping experience here to some other people just this morning when I was running in my run group. And Mr. Donald went on to say, he's like, you know, I really like to hear that. He's like, it just gives us a lot of pride in what we do. And when someone notices that we, you know, go the extra mile and we do the extra things to make the shopping experience pleasant, he's like, that just, it always makes us feel good and kind of rewards us emotionally for putting in the little extra effort. He said, and you know, one of the things that I love about working here is we do have a great team. And he said, and this is where the leadership lesson comes in. Mr. Donald went on to say, he said, you know, I wouldn't really want to be in a management position, but one of the things I learned many years ago, he said, is that a lot of these managers don't know how to talk to their people. And this was such a profound insight, because he's right. That's the thing about a lot of leaders, quote unquote, in formal authority leadership positions, is that they don't realize how much they are losing in terms of influence with their team because of how they talk to their team members. And so it was such a powerful insight from Mr. Donald. And he goes on to say, he said, you know, if some of these leaders in just in general, he wasn't talking about anybody specific, but he said, some of these leaders just don't realize that how they treat other people, if they would just talk to people nice and treat them nice, those people would go the extra mile. He said, I learned a long time ago, people will go over and above and beyond when you are just nice to them and treat them like people. And I love that. It is such a powerful and simple concept, but I think a lot of times when we get to a leadership position, we either don't value people as people. So that, you know, if we don't value people, we're not going to treat people like they are valuable. And as a leader in a formal position of authority, you cannot afford to do that, because it is costing you untold amounts of influence if you are not able to treat people with respect. And there again, it's one of the things I talk about in the ladder of influence. And it probably all of our leadership books, we talk about that, is that it's critical as a leader in a formal position of authority or not, honestly, even if you're not in a formal position of authority, it costs you in terms of influence if you don't take the time to build a great relationship with the people around you. Because leadership is influence, and influence is built on the relationships. Relationships are built on trust. And if you're always treating the people around you poorly, even in just the little things, especially in the little things, then they're not going to trust you as much, and you're not going to have as much influence. And if you haven't stopped to think about, I would just challenge you to think about, literally get a piece of paper out and write down maybe 3 to 5 buckets isn't the right word, but 3 to 5 categories of the people around you. So one category, for example, would be family, like your children, your spouse, significant other. Another category might be peer, coworkers. Another category might be if you are in a position of authority. Another category would be people who actually report to you. And then maybe friends. And then the last category I would put is people like at the grocery store or your server at a restaurant, right? Some of that category would be people that you interact with that you don't necessarily stop to think about. These people are people too and should be treated with just as much respect as anybody else in any other category on your list. So I would just challenge you to jot down those categories and then list the names of the people. And you don't have to list everybody, but list some of the people in those categories. And then think about your interactions with them and how they are different, if they are different. And, you know, it's natural. Of course, you treat your immediate circle and family slightly different than you would treat your coworkers at work. I don't mean that that's not an appropriate thing, but when it comes to interactions and your, how do you greet them when you see them and how do you interact with them? Do you know their names? Do you take time to get to know them as people? And so I would challenge you to look at those categories and your interactions with people in each of those categories and challenge yourself to say, am I treating the people in these different categories with respect? Am I interacting with them? Am I getting to know them as people? Do I always speak with kindness to them? Am I building trust and influence with people in all dimensions of my life, all my interactions in my day-to-day life? And, you know, there again, it's just a very simple leadership concept from someone working in the produce department of a grocery store, and such a powerful, profound insight to say, leaders so much of the time don't realize that if they would just talk to their people nicer and treat them nicer, they would have so much more influence with their team. And I don't, you know, I'm not at all intending that you should speak to people nicer so that you can manipulate them into doing something for you. I'm saying I want to challenge you to value people at a high enough level that regardless of whether you're having a good day or a bad day or a challenging day or maybe you're stressed out, you're still taking time to treat people as people. And that's hard to do. I realize that. You know, when you just think, one example is you're at work all day and maybe you've had a busy day at work, you're tired, you come home and the first thing you do is snap at your kids or your spouse because you're tired and you're stressed and you've been nice all day and you just kind of let those emotions bubble over at the people that you love the most. And we don't want to do that, right? We want to treat the people that we love the most. Certainly we should be treating them better, but it's unfortunate that the people we love the most often see the worst of us. And so, you know, just thinking about that, this is a growth point. I know it's not easy, right? It's not easy to stop and be nice to people and build relationships with people when you're tired or when you're stressed or when you don't feel well or things are not going well in your life. But it's just as critically important to think about that, all those interactions. Because with people, the little things are the big things. And I can't say that enough. But there again, there you have it. A leadership lesson from the produce department is, how are you talking to the people around you? And I would challenge you to go through that exercise and just see if that gives you any aha moments where you are costing yourself influence. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit riastory.com to learn about Ria's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.